Zachary Cooper started The Pulse 10 years ago with Michael Cole. They wanted to start an alternative weekly that had a heavy focus on arts and culture. My first question for Cooper, what exactly do you mean by alternative?
It's a term that was, you know, mostly coined in the 60s and 70s as an alternative to the daily press of the city. And it concentrated a little bit more on culture. And for that matter, the culture that's happening beneath the surface of culture. Rock and roll and underground art was a big topic of the alternative press. These days, you know, that's a little bit of a, in some ways, antiquated terminology, but it still just defines something.
Yeah, I mean, if you pick up The Pulse and you read it, it has a very different feel, I think, than other news sources.
It's a magazine style of writing. It's not an strict AP style of writing or reporting style. We don't pose or we don't care to be the newspaper of record, per se. So the daily breaking news is not our realm. Our realm is a little more in-depth on the arts, music, civic news. You know, we delved in, you know, really heavily into urban design.
Are there any specific stories or series or maybe just an area of coverage in Chattanooga that you're particularly proud of The Pulse's work?
You know, I think that the last, you know, really in the last 7 years to 5 years, you know, the local music scene has really come of its own. We've really produced a lot of really great local music, and we've covered that very well. You know, years ago, we did an investigative reporting piece with Aaron Mesh, who was our city editor at the time. He also went on to be, he's the film editor now of the Willamette Week in Portland, Oregon. But he did a series with the Katrina evacuees victims here who came to town. And there was a murder among those people. Everybody remembers probably the Miloke murders. His name was Miloke.
Okay.
In St. Elmo. And we covered that really extensively. And we found out through our interviews with the gentleman in jail that he was not guilty. To us, he was just not guilty. And we kept pressing for it and pressing for it and pressing for it. And we got two interviews with him. We kept writing about it and writing about it. We were actually subpoenaed for our interviews by the prosecution. We refused. But he was freed. Not saying the guy was totally innocent on everything, but he certainly didn't do that.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Zachary Cooper, the publisher of Chattanooga's alternative weekly newspaper, The Pulse. It's interesting to hear you talk about interviewing that guy in jail and saying he wasn't guilty to us.
Right.
Because you definitely have a point of view. And that's something that at The Pulse you allow yourself to sort of put forward, whereas I think that wouldn't be the case at other
it's kind of almost, you know, taboo. To do in traditional media outlets, which I think there's a place for that. But I also think there's a place for coming at something with a point of view and saying, we think this is important, or we think this is the real story here. I think there's a place for that too. The We Report, You Decide sort of situation is just not our realm. And frankly, I think it has, less and less value.
I read a story or a column in The Pulse recently that the person who wrote it described himself as an activist journalist.
We let our writers' voices come through as they wish, for ill or good, I guess, sometimes, you know, but most of the time it's for good.
When you are editing and deciding whether the tone of a piece is appropriate for The Pulse, where's the line? Because I think in traditional newspaper record, there's sort of these strict rules about, you know, being unbiased.
Sure.
And that's not exactly the case at The Pulse. Have pieces come across your desk that you were just like, we can't print this, it's too extreme in some way?
Well, there have been instances of that for sure. You know, and over the years, and I could cite 10 or none. You know, it just happens. It's happened with even cartoons. I mean, I've gotten two cartoons from one cartoonist who used to work with us for quite a while. And, you know, the Britney Spears one just couldn't go there. So you just know when you, I think you know when you see it, you just know, like, it just doesn't pass the smell test. It's just not quite there.
So you're having a celebration for the 10th anniversary.
We are. Last year we celebrated an anniversary over at Track 29 with some great bands. And this year we're over at Rhythm and Brews. And we've got a great lineup on December 13th with The Wigs headlining. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Brown and Lawler, and local faves. And they've been doing a lot of great work the last year, the Bohannons. And the Wigs will be headlining the show.
That was a conversation with Zachary Cooper, the publisher of Chattanooga's alternative weekly newspaper, The Pulse. They're having a 10th anniversary party on Thursday at Rhythm and Brews. There's more information about that at ChattanoogaPulse.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.